Birdland. By the weather report. This is Sunday Night Gold on the Buzz Studio W, the Buzz, your global radio network. You guys already know we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in our opinion, the finest in broadcasting anywhere. Hey, welcome again. WB and the Jazzy One. It's a night of smooth jazz. A lot of artists you haven't heard of before. And I love that song there. That was Birdland by the Weather Report. There's a lot of music in that song. What I really like about smooth jazz is that you get a title and you can sort of put your own lyrics to it, your own thoughts, your own meanings, and try to wonder what was that artist thinking when he or she wrote that song or even played it or performed it. So anyway, welcome to the set. Hey, Jazz.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, good evening, my dear friend. Let's see.
Where's the camera?
Okay. Let's see. I've got to do this. I think. Okay. Interesting. And tonight is one of those nights that you can appreciate the music that we're going to play. It's kind of kickback, especially on the East Coast. Kickback, grab a glass, fireplace type music.
Definitely. We need some good warm indoors because it's kind of cold and raw here on the East Coast.
Oh, so you're finally admitting it, huh?
Yes.
You're finally admitting this. Yeah, so what do you think? Me living in Southern California for the last, I came back last year, okay? But it doesn't it takes more than a year, I guess, to reacclimate or acclimate or whatever the word is to this weather. It gets a little chilly here.
Just a little chilly.
And, just
let
a little.
Me be honest, you haven't seen it as cold as it may get next month.
So okay, see.
Brace yourself.
Well, you know what? I'm going to switch the subject.
I know that's real quick
because any of you who know me, I hate the cold. I do not like the cold. I do love Virginia, though. The air is clean. Skies are blue, grass is green, you know, and, oh, I can write something about this, right? But when it gets cold, it gets cold.
Oh, yes, baby. Right. And tonight's one of those nights. It's cold and it's rainy here on the East Coast.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Rainy night in VA, huh? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's raining all over the world. Yeah.
All over the world. Hey, this is going to be so much fun. Oh, before we get into that, the professor is listening. I know he is because he just sent me a text. Tomorrow, we're going to feature songs that has to do with circles.
Okay.
He's going to have to explain that one to me. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because, you know, just like you, I do this to him also. I throw some twist into everything that we do here. Yeah?
Well, that's what you do. And
I know.
Just like me, he's prepared for your twist and your turn, Mr. Smooth Operator.
I can't believe she said that.
I did.
Oh, wow. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
That's how it was meant.
Okay, well, great. I'm glad to hear that.
Nothing but love, brother.
Nothing but love, darling. Okay, can we kick this thing off with some Marcus Johnson? Johnson, yeah.
He's from D.C. He's a local artist. I used to work with him. He and I taught at the same university.
I
think you will enjoy both of these cuts.
Well, great. This is what we're going to do. Sunday Night Gold. Yours truly, WB and the Jazzy One.
That's me.
A she called me smooth. I like that. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Yes. Mr. Marcus Johnson. Hey, right here on The Buzz, Studio W. Hey, Jazz, I like that. I like both of those. Yeah, yep.
Those were cool, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. You sit down, you talk with this gentleman.
Yeah, I did. I worked with him out at Bowie State. And he was just wonderful. Nice man, nice personality. I just told Professor Pop Culture, I went to a party up here. It was a Congressional Black Caucus party. And he was the entertainment.
Yes.
And he covered, he played, he had a, you know, an array of music, but he covered the one song that I don't like other people covering. And guess what song that is?
Had to do something with Prince, wasn't it?
It sure was. It was Purple Rain. And I, as much as I love Marcus, I just have this thing about people covering Purple Rain. It's a Renee thing. It's nothing to do with Marcus. I love you, buddy. But you know, I was just like, okay. Now, he did a good job with it, but I was just, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I kind of know what you feel. If you've got your favorite all-time favorite song,
yeah.
The person who covered it, you know, you really don't want them to cover it, but if they do, it had to just outshine the original.
Right. And that's not possible, especially in the case of Prince. So, you know, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was, you know, a good evening. And this was before the pandemic, a couple of years before the pandemic.
That's amazing.
But but he's a wonderful artist.
He is. And his instrument is the piano, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could tell because that was a featured instrument throughout that. Yeah. But I noticed in that first song, Just Doing What I Do, there was I was listening to the bass guitar. And Professor, if you're listening, correct me if I'm right, if I'm wrong, brother. There was the bass guitar seemed to be, the strings seemed to be loosened up just a tiny to give a special effect. There was something I heard different in a bass guitar than you normally hear in a bass guitar. Okay. Yeah. Or was it a string bass? A microphone string bass. Now that might be the sound. I don't know. I'm going to have to hear that song again. I'm going to have to hear it again and come to, if I don't get an answer from somebody. As a matter of fact, I can look it up.
I was going to say, you could Google him because that particular song, the first one you played, has been out for a while. So.
Okay. Absolutely. Right. Hey, we got a whole lot more. Kenny Banks coming up. Cindy Bradley. Love Cindy Bradley, folks. A lot of you guys don't know about her. Okay. Right. But you got to check it out. But Kenny Banks next. This is Sunday Night Gold right here on The Buzz. Oh, before I go, the professor did text me back. So the song tomorrow, the song has to do with circles. It also has to do with the concept. He mentioned something about the concept there. Not only the song, the music, and the entire concept of that. So, I'm going to find something interesting to do along with that.
It sounds interesting, and as we all know, it's the best, say it with me, 3 hours in radio.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And this I'm is here for it.
And this is the best 2 hours of radio. Oh, we've got Sunday Night Gold with WB and yours truly, and the Jazzy One.
And that would be me.
That would happen to be her. Yeah. You guys enjoying this? Oh, what an interesting title. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. I hope you guys are too. That was called Snack Grouch.
Yes.
By Cindy Bradley. I don't know what that means. You can come to your own conclusions. I have no idea. So I'm doing.
You may want to leave that right there. I think so.
Okay. So anyway, I'm having so much fun, and guess what? It is getting gooder and gooder because guess what? I have the TV on. I was watching the rivalry between the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys, right? And just having, so I advise you guys, you can always tune up if you're a sports fan or whatever it is, right? Turn the TV down, turn the music up, and you got the best of both worlds right here. Dallas Cowboys just went down. Yes. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna
get some hate mail, I promise you.
Because
Dallas Cowboys, they have fans everywhere.
They do.
Yeah,
they really do. When they played here a couple of weeks ago, the stadium was full of Cowboys fans.
Yeah. And you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, I've got a couple of friends that are Cowboy fans, and one of which that's out there in Longview, Texas. I'm not calling any names, Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah, good friend of mine. And she said, I told her that I hate the Cowboys, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, that's a deal breaker. That is a deal breaker because Dallas Cowboy fans are loyal. But
they
look,
are.
Oh, happy day. Yes,
yeah.
I love it.
They did just take that L.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I knew I was going to get some nasty messages.
Oh, you already getting them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
ooh.
7-Up, you're a Cowboy fan. Some boo. She's booing me.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe it.
So.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? I'm doing my job. I am doing
play the next song. 7-Up. I'm trying to get him on track.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it.
What's wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. Jazz, you a Cowboy fan?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
My team's been out, and I'm not a Commanders fan either. My team got messed up a couple of weeks ago.
And who is that?
Tampa Bay.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I'm a Tampa Bay fan. I'm a Tom Brady fan, Tampa Bay fan.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But I've also been floating with the Eagles. Now, those of you who know me know that I am not really loyal to any team. Now, I was with Seattle for several years.
Yeah.
Okay. I was with the Raiders for several years. I was with the Cowboys for some years. I've been all over the place.
I see.
Okay. And guess what? I don't care. And people say, you're not loyal. What? Are you serious right now? When is the last time any of them ever sent me a check?
Now, that's true. And I'm not necessarily the biggest Tom Brady fan. I lived in Tampa Bay for a long time. And I fell in love with Tampa Bay when Tony Dungy was the coach.
Oh.
And then after he left, they went to the Super Bowl. So,
absolutely.
You know
what?
This was way pre-Tom Brady. So.
And I'm glad you brought that. Dungy, as a matter of fact, he's built teams where he's left.
Yes.
And the other coaches got the credit.
Exactly, because he wasn't the coach when they won that Super Bowl. Gruden was.
That's right. Chucky was. That's right.
Chucky took over.
You know what?
Coach,
as a matter of fact, that guy is more like, I used to call him Chucky, right? But he's more like that fictional character, that monster Chucky than I realized in the beginning. Okay? Yeah, not really very nice. Yeah, if you guys follow the story about why he was fired and what transpired when he was with the Raiders, and I said, this guy's making $10 million a year for what?
Yeah.
And then to find out that he's really not the nicest person that you want to run across. But anyway, we can move along, having fun. Hey, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm not gonna lie. I'm really not sorry, you Dallas Cowboy fans.
you play the next song before you get more hate mail.
Yeah, but you know what? It's something to say about, you know, any publicity. Okay, I'm going to leave it right there.
Leave it right there?
WB and the Jazz.
That would be me.
Yeah. She's doing her best to keep me out of trouble.
I am. And guess what? It's not working.
Oh, my God. I need a glass of water. Oh, hey, thank you, Sandra. Is that Frierson? I hope I pronounced your last name properly. Frierson. Frierson. Okay, all right. Anyway, thank you so much for doing that. Hey, Jazz, I'm chuckling because...
Why?
There's a few of our listeners who don't take kindly to my comments about the Dallas Cowboys.
I warned you to leave that where it was.
I know.
But no. Do you listen to me? You never do.
Oh, this is so good. Okay, women, hold it. I just got another one. You just
Now you are being nasty. Let it go.
Okay, Kim, I feel your pain. Jess.
Yes. I'm trying. Whirl, I'm trying. He's not listening.
There is, and 7-Up, she also said, you better leave this alone. No, she said that too. And Jazz, no, Kim, yeah, she's kind of pissed off right now. Okay, all right. I think we better get back to some more music. Right?
I think so. Oh. I think that's a good plan.
Jazz tried to warn me. Oh, my God. That last jam with Peter White. Yeah. Who's that lady? I don't know how they got slipped into the mix.
I don't either. I do not either, but it's all good.
It's all good. That was sweet, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, my God.
That's rotation. That is rotation material, my friend.
Hey, look, I'm telling you right now. Yeah. I like this one. Jerry Allen? I'm not sure I've heard this before. Black Man. Well,
yes. You're going to like it.
I'm sure I will. We're back. Sunday Night Go. Oh, man. She knows what I like. This is really good stuff. Sunday Night Go. You hang it with WB and the Jazz One.
That would be me.
Yep. your back Sunday.